Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
We've been told riot police have just arrived on the campus of UCLA. People are wondering why they feel so helpless on the campus and why the police didn't arrive sooner, because the violence has been taking place for hours, Todd and Carly. Our colleagues at Fox 11 LA show what appear to be private security officers standing around watching the chaos. Here's how one witness described it.
There's people getting hurt. There are people getting injured. And the police officers left their post. They were here. They left. The security has abandoned this encampment. This riot. Okay? You hung up on me. I called earlier, and you hung up on me. So you just hung up on me again. I came down here to see what's going on, and I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I'm looking at people, violence. Look at this. They're throwing things at each other. They're pepper spraying each other. How are they allowed to have weapons on campus?
Because they're Democrats, Lee. They've got liberal privilege.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, what you're watching right now was so perfectly captured by my favorite writer at Red State, Bunchy. And here's what he wrote. What if I told you these lunatics on campuses are going to be elected officials in 10 to 20 years, and no one currently in power has the courage to stop their rise? And he's so right. You are watching the violent leaders of the Democrat, future leaders of the Democrat Party, tear America's campuses apart in a violent anti-Semitic rage. And if no one stops them, they will rule us and the Democrat Party in 10 to 20 years. And right now, they're out there stumping for the terror organizations they love, Lee, as Joe Biden, who, by the way, had nothing to say about this. He sent a deputy press secretary out there to issue a terse statement. Joe Biden has heard their call of love for the Palestinians, for Hamas, for the Gazans. He is now proposing to bring them here en masse. I mean, why have Hamas's supporters on campus fomenting violence when you could actually have Hamas on campus fomenting violence? I'm going to get into all that coming up. Did you see that? I have been telling you this for a few weeks. That floating pier is not primarily to bring them supplies. The amount of supplies that are going to go over that pier are about the same going over land right now. The pier is there to bring the Palestinians out as part of Joe's voter drive. That is what it is for. It is now. So we have provided $9 billion to Hamas, because Hamas is the elected government of Gaza. You cannot give $9 billion of congressional aid to that area without giving it to Hamas. It is impossible. And you're watching over 100 troops out there risking their lives every day within range of the Hamas missiles. Hamas has refused to give back the American hostages. Still got 60 of those. We don't care. Here's $9 billion, courtesy of Chuck Schumer and our feckless GOP speaker, Mike Johnson. Here's $9 billion. Do what you like. Oh, by the way, we're building this pier. And I told you that pier is going to be used to bring the Palestinians, to bring the Gazans out to America. They're going to make great Democrat voters. Democrats love what they're seeing on campus. They want more. How did I know that? I knew it because of a debate that's broken out in the UK Parliament. There's a guy, Lee, by the name of George Galloway. Okay, he is the Bernie Sanders of the UK. Okay, he's a socialist. He's a big liberal, and he's very pro Gaza, pro Palestinian. He wants to see Israel fail. All that. Okay, he's outraged because he says the Israeli government in meetings has been very clear what the purpose of the floating pier, American taxpayers and the Pentagon are building actually is. The purpose, he says, this is him in a speech on the UK Parliament floor, is to remove the Gazans from Gaza and to bring them to America. Now, Lee, he's a socialist. Okay, he's outraged about this. He says it's a form of ethnic cleansing. Remember, ethnic cleansing can involve murder, but it can also involve removing people from their homeland. He says this is ethnic cleansing, that essentially the Israeli government plans to unload the Gazans on to America. I've been saying this for weeks because I've been following this debate in the UK Parliament where they're very open about Biden's plan. And yesterday, never doubt your humble hosts, we found out from CBS News, the White House, they're beginning to talk about bringing the Palestinians here. Something we've never done in large numbers. I think like last year was like 56 of them. And this is a problem because we can't vet them. Their government is Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They elected Hamas to be their government. We cannot check them. We cannot believe what Hamas says about them. We cannot know if it's just a nice guy who wants to come here and raise his kids, or if it's the 70% in the last Al Jazeera poll that said they not only support Hamas, they support what Hamas did on October 7th. That would be the brutal rape and murder of women and children. So here's UK Parliament member George Galloway spilling the beans. His wife, for weeks I've been predicting the Democrats will make a move to bring as many of the Gazans, as many of the Palestinians here as they can. And you're seeing it this morning. Don't doubt me. Here's Socialist UK Parliament member George Galloway.
Mr. Netanyahu announced that this port that's being built in Gaza, with the rubble of the homes destroyed in the bombing, including the skulls and the bones of the people destroyed with the houses and lying unburied under the rubble, that according to Netanyahu, this port is being built for the deportation of millions of Palestinians from the territory, an act of ethnic cleansing of the foulest kind. We would have expected a statement from the foreign secretary.
So this has been going on in the Parliament, Lee. They're openly, they know, and part of it is statements, I think, that Netanyahu said, they know that Joe Biden is getting ready to remove, or wants to remove these Palestinians, wants to remove these Gazans and bring them to the West. And he wants them to stay put. He thinks instead we should back, or they should back, you know, the government of Gaza, the Hamas terror group and all that. So he's not on the same side we are, but he's spilling the beans. And sure enough, CBS confirmed it last night. Can you imagine these protests when we have thousands of actual Gazans here who support the Hamas terror attack of October 7th?
Well, then there will be guests on The View and MSNBC and CNN, and, you know, there will be NPR will be doing profiles of courage stories about, you know, the plight of the Gazans that have had to seek refugee status here in America and what Israel is doing to them. That'll be the narrative.
And look, there are in these polls 30% of Gazans who do not support Hamas and do not support what happened October 7th, right? And I am sure inside that group of people, there are good people who don't like mass rape, mass slaughter, and burning children and their families alive locked in their homes. I mean, I'm sure there's some, it's always good to good people, but we can't vet them. We cannot do it. And if you're wondering how many they would like to bring, well, remember in the fall, the squad told us they want to bring half. They want to bring half of Gaza here. How many people are we talking? That's a million, roughly, a little over a million. Now, what do the Muslim nations around Gaza think about that? Why don't they take them, right?
Right.
Well, overnight, ironically, as CBS is breaking the news of, hey, hey, y'all want to get some Gazans in here, some Hamas members, because we can't vet them. We don't know who's who. You want to do that? The Jordanian government said no. Oh, heck no. This is from the Times of Israel. The report said Jordanian government dispatched veteran diplomat Zayed Majali to quickly pour cold water on the idea. Listen to what he says. Hamas behaves as if there's no state, no authority in Jordan that will decide, determine how to act and how to conduct itself. He said Jordan has closed the book on Palestinian cells. We do not intend to reopen it. They say not only are they not taking the leaders, they're not taking the Gazans, they're not taking Palestinians. The door is shut. Lee, Jordan is a Muslim country, okay? So as Joe Biden's like, hey, send them here. Jordan's like, no way. No, we've closed the book on that. Why? Because they have done it in the past, Lee, and the Palestinians are very radical. What happens when when they move to Lebanon, when they move to Jordan? I'm going to have some audio on that. They want to continue their war against Israel, and they demand that the government help. And if the government does not help, they assassinate the leaders of the government, and they begin conducting terror attacks against other Muslims. Think about that. Yeah. And the other thing that they have done is kidnapping for money to send back to Hamas and the Palestinian, Fatah and other groups with which to make war on Israel.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So they will kidnap you. They will assassinate you if you are a fellow Muslim and you are not with the program. So these more moderate Muslim countries have learned the lesson, and they're like, no, we don't need terror attacks. We don't need assassinations. We're good. The Democrat Party sees that and they see, wow, this is a good idea.
Want to pause here for just one moment to tell you about PhD weight loss. You know, a lot of people are turning to shots and pills to lose weight. You know, you got to do that for the rest of your life. And you know that we're just now finding out about the side effects of those things? Google that. They can be pretty gnarly. I'm glad I'll never have to take anything like that. I lost my 29 pounds all natural with PhD weight loss, and I've kept it off for 15 months. No side effects, no shots, no prescriptions, just all natural weight loss that works. And I love how my three coworkers who've done this now have all taken off huge amounts of weight, 60 pounds, 100 pounds, and they've kept it off too. I've kept my weight off for 15 months. Lee, who I work with, almost 2 years. So to find out about PhD weight loss, and please find out before you commit to a path with side effects and shots for the rest of your life, go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation, myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you, myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast.
Remember the Russia collusion hoax? Boy, that was a hoax. We found out there was never any communication between Trump or anyone on his team and Russia. And we would later find out there was no Russian bots, no Russian attempt to influence the election. It was all a lie. The whole story, every bit of it. One of the most fantastical lies the media has ever told, because it really was more of a reality they created of fear among the left. They thought they were living through a attempted coup, attempted takeover by Vladimir Putin. None of it was real. Hillary's campaign had made it all up. Ironically, with the help of some Russians, the only one who was colluding with the Russians was Hillary and her campaign, and the FBI helped, right? And by the time they were done, they had Democrats in such terror of You know, how close they thought they had come to losing their democracy. They live in a republic, but they don't even know that. To the dictator, Vladimir Putin, people were seeking psychological help in record numbers. Remember those articles? It was all fake. So why should we be surprised this morning to learn that the Trump documents case is fake? It's a hoax, just like the Russia collusion hoax. And it's so transparent. Listen to what happened. This is from The Federalist. They're breaking this morning. I had days ago. Oh, that's why you listen to this show. But we're finally getting someone on our side pick this up and run with it. I think they've been checking it. A federal agency worked with the Trump transition team to send two pallets of document boxes to President Donald Trump's house at Mar-a-Lago. He did not ask for these boxes. He did not ask for these documents. He did not want these documents. They insisted he take them. Inside the pallets were, guess what? Clearly marked classified documents that they then demanded he send back. Now, keep in mind, this isn't a couple of boxes like you saw in his bathroom, okay? These are pallets. When they didn't come pick them up, the Trump team, the federal government sent them to Mar-a-Lago. They are the same documents that the government later raided Trump's home to get. The General Services Administration was in talks with Trump's team both during and after his term regarding the pallets of items from the president's tenure. Emails now show. Now, why are we finding out about this now? Why don't we know about it before? Well, Trump told us. He said the GSA, General Services Administration, had set him up, that this was a setup, that they had were the ones who had improperly handled the classified documents and sent them to Mar-a-Lago. He told us this, but until now, we've never had proof. Here's why. Because of the crooked D.C. courts, which, remember, top to bottom are controlled by Democrats, right? They got the grand jury indictment against Trump in D.C., with its crooked Democrat attorneys, crooked Democrat judges. I mean, it's Democrat top to bottom, right? So it's kind of hard to get an indictment when the government sets you up. So what do? You seal the evidence, and the court did. So there's all these emails and documents that are sealed. The judge has sealed the documents. So a vicious fight broke out because the actual jurisdiction for this so-called crime, it's a hoax, but the so-called crime is obviously Florida, right? Because Mar-a-Lago, they've got to send it down there. And they try to get out of sending it down there so they can keep it in the crooked Democrat court in D.C., right? Well, eventually they lose, that fight goes down, and now it's being heard down there. So the judge there is Eileen Cannon, who was appointed by Trump. So Jack Smith's been fighting a desperate fight. He's the federal persecutor. The persecutor who works for the Department of Justice has been, we don't call him a prosecutor because it's not really accurate. The persecutor has been fighting a desperate fight to keep these documents sealed. He says, oh, sources and methods, got to protect the FBI, got to protect the DOJ. No, they've got to protect their crimes, just like Russia collusion. Well, Eileen Cannon finally says, I'm done here. I'm unsealing it all. Trump not only didn't seek to bring these documents, not only didn't want these stupid documents, they forced them on him. They shipped them to Mar-a-Lago. Six pallets of documents. So understand the level of confusion we're talking about here. They ship you six pallets of documents. They spike them all through with classified documents. And they say, hey, we need these. You're hiding them. We want them back now. And absolute confusion ensues. Literally all you need to know about this case, except one other hilarious aspect. These people are not only evil, they're dumb. They're not real competent at the crime they commit, which is why we keep finding out about it. Russia collusion hoax. They never thought you'd get all that, right? Well, here's the thing. So the judge unseals this, and you know what we find? Trump had all these classified clearances, understandably, right? He's the president. They forgot to cancel one of them. So the whole time they're setting him up, he actually had the security clearances to possess the documents. And they forgot to cancel it. So what do? They go back and retroactively cancel it so they can charge him with the crime of possessing the documents. But they got to hide that because that kind of looks bad, right? So what do? They seal it. You know what I think is happening? This is what I hope is happening here as the outrage. This is just broken overnight as our side begins to understand this is another Russia collusion. This is a hoax. This is not a crime, except on the part of the people who set Trump up. I really think there, with an honest attorney general, there could be a RICO prosecution there. There should be a RICO prosecution there of people inside the Department of Justice, the General Service Administration, and the archives, the National Archives. By the way, also breaking overnight, the whole time the counsel, the head attorney for the National Archives, who was deeply involved in this, the whole time he's coordinating with Biden's attorney to set Trump up. All of that is sealed in here. So it's all very fake. It's very Russia collusion hoaxy. What I'm hoping is that Cannon unsealed these documents as a precursor to dismiss this case with prejudice. I hope she does that. That is the only just course here. And I hope if she does it, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm in fantasy world now, right? Where things are just, you know, somewhere other than America. I hope if she does it, she blisters them from the stand. This is a crime. This is a crime to set up the president, not a crime by the president. But it shows you how far they will go and if they will do it to him. And they have been allowed to by the Republican leadership, who are AWOL. I mean, look at Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson goes to Columbia University, which is in New York, for a photo op. Can't find time to stand by Trump's side as he stands alone again, day after that, in front of that courthouse. Mike's too busy funding Hamas to get around to helping Trump, I suppose. But anyway, the only way to solve this, folks, the DOJ must be dismantled from top to bottom. Everybody cleaned out, fired. Honestly, I'd like to see the shutdown of the Department of Justice. It's not in the Constitution. We don't need it. It has become an agency for the commission of crime and protection of Democrat crimes. We need to knock this back to the states and be done with it. This is the nail in the coffin. Honestly, I think we need to shut the FBI down too. I think that needs to go as well. Completely ripped out by the roots. They do some great things with child porn and stuff like that. Just take the money for that we use to fund the FBI, push it to the states. Let them do it. Because, folks, every time one of us, another Republican, polls really well against a Democrat in a key Senate seat or for president, this is going to happen. They're going to get set up with fake hoaxes and fake crimes. So we can't do this anymore, folks. We can't do this anymore. And Republican leadership pretending it's not happening again, because that's what they'll do, is not a solution. We've been talking about what I call the new civil war. The main weapon in the new civil war is the moving truck. And there are more moving trucks moving to Florida every day than ever before. About 1,000 new Republican voters registered to vote in what used to, all my life, has been a purple state, a big swing state. It's not anymore, thanks to Ron DeSantis. About 1,000 new Republican voters registered to vote every day in Florida. So what do you do? What do you do if you're the Democrats? What do you do in a state like Texas? See, whoever gets Texas, if the Democrats could get Texas in the blue column, they win. They're done. Total power. We'll never have another Republican president again, at least not in a long time, for a long time. So what could you do to make that a reality? I mean, it's really hard to convince people, because you're so good at governing, to take everything they have, leave their family, leave their job, leave all of it behind and move to Florida for freedom.
Now, that's real attractive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to do unless you're just that good. Ron DeSantis is. The government there is. It's the future. It's the model. But if you're a Democrat and the way you govern makes people miserable, so miserable they flee, that's not going to work for you. So you need something else. You need something else. And we first caught them at it a couple of months ago. They lied through their teeth. We caught them flying. The first tranche we found out about was over 30,000 illegal immigrants, illegally, this is not legal, into the country. From other countries we can't vet. Venezuela, Haiti, which you have collapsed governments. Okay. Then they denied it. They lied. They sent the liberal media fact checkers out, but the UK Daily Mail said, no, it's going on. And then we found out it was so much worse than we thought. In just a little over a year, we learned last week, 400,000 had been flown into the country illegally. These are illegal immigrants, And what they do for cover, the Biden administration, they have them download an app. It doesn't really background check them. Not that it matters, because you can't background check somebody from Venezuela or Haiti anyway. And you get a little QR code, and then you just walk right through the airport, and you're not seen at the border. It's brilliant. So it turned out that Joe Biden had done this 400,000 times in 15 months. And then they just leave. They gave up trying, lying and pretending they weren't doing it. Overnight, we found out the sheer scale of what they have planned for America. 1.6 million people in the queue to be flown in here illegally. These are illegal immigrants. They are not, this is not people with visas who we, you know, look, if you come in here legally, welcome to America. I hope they vetted you, but welcome to America. No, this is not that. This is illegal immigrants. 1.6 million more on top of the 400,000 they bought in just 15 months. So here's what happened. Homeland Security Committee of the House, which is controlled by the GOP, via subpoena to the Department of Homeland Insecurity, was able to get documents showing that they intend, they have a backlog of 1.6 million applicants waiting for the Department of Homeland Security approval to get on a plane, fly to the U.S. They are all illegal immigrants. Many of them from Haiti and Venezuela. Again, Haiti doesn't really have a government at this point. It's gang run. It's run by a cannibal. And the other in Venezuela is we don't have relations with them. So we can't vet these people. And Venezuela has already said, hey, we are emptying our prisons of the worst of the worst. We're sending them to you. And the Democrats are like, cool. So that's where we are right now. Well, listen to this. In these papers, Lee, that they got in the subpoena response, the Department of Homeland Security admits in writing what they are doing is illegal. Quote, all individuals paroled into the U.S. are by definition, they call this process parole. All individuals paroled into the United States are by definition inadmissible, including those paroled under the CHNV process. So that's the new process that Biden has invented. He's actually merged illegally two parole programs so that when you get here, guess what you get? You get work papers. And you know what else you get? This is what really scares me, because we covered this at the beginning of the week. You get a social security number.
Yeah.
For the first time, illegal immigrants getting a social security number as the president breaks the law to get him in here. Well, here's the problem. They are being that then makes them, according to something called the HAVA Act, which passed in 2002. If you have that social security number, guess what? You could register to vote. Federal law. That's why they want them to have a social security number. And right now, the Biden administration, as we open the week with this, is blocking access to the database that boards of elections need to bulk search their voter rolls to find out, hey, is this a person with legit American social security number, or is this an illegal immigrant brought in by Joe Biden who is not legally able to federally vote? So that's going to make it very hard for prosecutors to catch these people.
Well, Tara, though, we know that nobody that's not a citizen of this country gets to vote.
Oh, right. Sorry, forgot. Yeah. So again, Joe Biden could fix this, Lee. He could fix it by noon today. He could simply write and sign an executive order giving these boards of elections the access to the database so they can bulk check their records and make sure that illegal immigrants who now have social security numbers, these people being flown in, get them under this parole program, cannot vote. He could do that. We could secure our election, but so far, no. Now, I want to go back where I started this segment, okay? Where did I start this segment? With Florida and the moving vans and an average of 1,000 new Republicans registering to vote every day. Where is Joe Biden flying these illegal immigrants? Where is he putting them? This reads like a list of critical swing states. So we have 1,000 people driving in, their actual Americans, to Florida every day. On average, Lee, Joe Biden has flown 700 illegal immigrants into Florida every day. They're countering it. This is a voter drive. They're countering Americans moving to Florida for freedom. 80% of the illegals were dropped in Florida. What were the other states the rest of them were sent to? Texas, mainly. Texas. And where? Swing state of where? Georgia. They're dumping them in Georgia.
Yeah.
So you can see the electoral strategy
right
here. This is not random. And I looked at these cities. There's 45 of them. Greenville's not on it. Why? This is a red state. They're not going to win this state. They're not going to bother. There's no point.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. This is election interference on a federal level. This is exactly what this is. This is, you know, immigrant dumping in order to influence an election.
And there is a reason that you're seeing Haitians being selected here, because Haitians are, unlike other illegal immigrants, tend to stay put because there's a very strong Haitian community in Florida. They don't move. Yeah. So you can see they are literally going county by county and recreating Democrat strongholds for the future right now. They dumped them in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Tampa, and Atlanta, Georgia. So you can see this, that they're doing this. This reads like a who's who of swing states. Where else are they flying them? Las Vegas, Nevada. That is another swing state.
Yeah.
There's a second category here, though, Lee, and it is this that they're flying them to. They are flying them also to some very big blue cities. Why are they doing that? This reads like a list of blue cities losing population.
That's it, yeah.
And they need them, as you have said, for the census count, so they can get the congressional seats where they'll mainly, I mean, in the future, represent larger and larger populations of non-Americans, but they'll have a vote as if they were Americans.
Right, exactly.
Because the Democrats were losing congressional seats because people just don't want to live in these cities and in the misery.
So they've got to replace them with a number so they can maintain control of those. And then, as you're pointing out here, sending those to Republican areas so that they can then counter the people that are moving there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a brilliant strategy.
It really is.
Evilly and brilliant, but it's brilliant.
It's completely illegal, too. As, again, they admit, this is Department of Homeland Security.
Well, see, Democrats get to admit to crimes that they're committing and tell people about them, and they're never prosecuted.
Nope. Now, once again, if we did what Kevin McCarthy, when he was Speaker, and Mike Johnson both promised we could do before their election, which is what? Instead of passing a continuing resolution, one big bulk bill, which we cannot cut, if we did 12 separate appropriations, we can go in and defund this. So before you get too mad at the Democrats, understand they could not do this without the help of Mike Johnson. Thanks, Mike. And Kevin McCarthy did the same thing, too. Refused to allow Republicans up and down votes on these individual bills so they could defund this. Just to be clear, by the way, at this time, and we don't know because they lie all the time, but the Department of Homeland Security says the flights the illegals are coming in on are not being funded by the taxpayers. They have to pay, but they do get the illegal QR code. And there's 1.6 million more in the queue. We're talking about massive numbers here, Lee. I mean, Joe Biden gets another term. We're gonna be sitting on 30 million illegals in Florida when you put the border and this together. Somebody's got to stop this. At some point, somebody has to say no.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.